Look, also need some help with an assault that occurred in South Melbourne back on the 23rd of April. Had a bloke and his girlfriend on a tram about 9:15 p.m. As the tram was near Ferret Street, two men have got on and started arresting the victim's girlfriend. Our victim's 15 years old there. He's ended up in an altercation with these two blokes. It's escalated and he's had his head stomped by the offenders. We've released some images on CCTV of two men that we believe might be able to assist with our inquiries.
Have a look at
it. It's very uncomfortable, isn't it?
Horrible.
Yeah.
They need to go to jail immediately.
It's pretty hot. And one of them's wearing a distinctive Happy Gilmore hockey jersey here. So ask anyone with any information to give Crime Stoppers a call on 1-800-333-000.
Horrible people.
Yeah, that's a trigger one for me. I've had that experience on a train coming from Wembley Stadium back into central London. Jeez.
Who owns the hand that is being held out in front of these two blokes to sort of ask them to desist? That doesn't look like a 15-year-old's hand. It might be.
Look,
it could be. He might be shielding his girlfriend.
I think that's what's happening. He's trying to just calm it all down.
I mean, a rush to judgment, but there is, you know, they talk about assessing things at first sight.
Yeah, but I can blink and I know what I'm looking at.
I can blink and look at those two blokes and you know what you're looking at. Mm. You're looking at horrible, aggressive people. They're also very thin, which makes me think that they've got supplements in their diet.
Indeed.
That causes them not to eat.
Yep.
Oh, yuck. All right, they are very, very identifiable, folks. If you want to have a look at police.vic.gov.au, you can find that. 15-year-old boy seriously assaulted.
Yes, and
protecting his girlfriend.
And he would have been very scared.
Yeah.
And he's going to be scared for quite a long time, Ross.
Yeah. So if you look at the police website, you may be responsible for putting those two blokes in jail where they deserve to be.